microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is the one and only Blaze Rock. What's going on with you, man?
We're keeping it gangster. You know, hey, it's right now it's playoff Sunday.
Hey, speaking of sports, real quick, before we get into the show, we got a good show for you. Set the table for you. We got Buck Barnabas. Dude is talented, so we playing some music from him. We got tracks from Brother Ali, Pac Div, all that good stuff.
We got a smorgasbord.
Now, you just mentioned sports. Now, I got roped. I got pulled back into coaching. I was trying to take a season off, a couple of months off. So I got a call to go back in and try to help you with the 8-9-year-old basketball folks. So week before last, okay, so last week, they lost by about three. They hadn't lost in a couple seasons. You know, I was paying out, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it.
Yeah!
But, so they lost last week. And so some of the parents say, hey, bring back Coach A. So we come in and we kill these kids. Okay, I know it's 8-9, but we kill 40 to 20.
Hey, I'm not, hey, look, you already know, bro. I'm not for the United Sissification of America style that people been going through.
That's what I want to get on.
Them little dudes on the court, they on the field, they deserve it. You get smashed, you got smashed.
That's what I want to say. We got, after the first half was over, the ref came to the coach and said, hey, you guys can't fast break anymore. And instead of picking up the defense at half court, we need you to move it back about 3 feet before you pick the kids up. And I said, and I'm looking, really? It's come to that? Because how are you going to be able to teach a kid, even if they're losing? You got to teach them how to be able to continue to play the game, to and continue to learn. Yes, exactly. And so I told one of the kids on the team, I said, hey, because he's one of the ball handlers. I said, look, man, when you get the ball, slow it up. Bye-bye, coach. I said, when you get it, just slow it up because you can't fast break anymore. He said, why? Did I do something wrong? No. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just beating this team by so much that you have to pull back. He said, really? And he had this look on this puzzled look on his face. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, do they do that in the NBA?
Nope.
And I think that we're teaching kids the wrong thing. Because if we had been on the other end of that, I would have said no. Just apply pressure. You guys should keep applying pressure to us until we can learn how to do what we need to do to get that basket, to get the rebounds, to move the ball, to have the spacing. It just kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, I think.
And I can relate because we have kind of the same thing. And I'll tell you what's even worse is coach in high school. You would think that they would pretty much be like, if you start getting smashed, it's time for you to work harder, you know. But
yeah.
I've had a few umpires in the pregame meeting or whatever, and they just say the game gets out of hand, then I'm gonna widen the strike zone. If the game gets worse out of hand, I'm gonna widen the strike zone some more. And if the throw beats the runner, tag or not, I'm probably gonna call him out. You know, and I looked at the and I look at these guys and I say to myself, how does that help anybody?
Right.
And at the same time, like, you know, and one thing I had to learn myself even was, it is one thing. We had a team one time. We were up like 25-5 or something crazy. Mm-hmm. And so I told my girls, I was like, okay. And I'm a running coach. I'm aggressive, and I use the phrase that you just used: apply pressure. That's my statement. Pre-game statement to them is: when we get out here, apply pressure from point A to point, to the end of the game. We were up, so I told my girls to stop running. So we weren't taking pass balls, we weren't doing anything. We're just kind of slowing it up. So the team storms back. So we start, you know, I'm telling them, okay, don't run. You know, don't make the hard throw. Just, you know, get there. Don't overdo it. Just kind of slow up. So the team pretty much starts storming back. So then I tell my girls again, okay, back to our usual plan. So we put up another 10 runs, and it happens again. And I'm like, why are we teaching these kids to have to go through this crap? Let's just let them back in the game. So no, stomp them, foot to the throat, and keep it moving, dude. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I got some issues with that, and that's just real unfortunate. So we're going to get into some stuff real quick before we get into this Buck Barnabas conversation. So Lords of the Underground, they are back with a song called Say Yeah. Then a dude by the name of John Anthony, it's called Habits. And Brother Ali, who Blaze and I really like, real talented dude. If you're not up on Brother Ali, check his stuff.
You're missing out.
Man, I'm serious, you're missing out. It's called Writer's Blocks, the Lords of the Underground, John Anthony and Brother Ali. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to a KDEF exclusive.
Yeah. Everybody put your hands in the air. Say yeah. Put your hands in the air. Somebody say yeah. Put your hands in the air. Everybody say yeah. Put your hands in the air. Somebody say yeah. I'm on the game and all the corny rappers in it. Cause no matter when, I'm still one of the best who ever did it. I'm so ahead of my time that all the old stuff I spit it. Man, at first it wasn't with it. 20 years later they get it. Now they say the nigga shit and I wasn't even committed. Kinda catchy when you hear it. Kinda wanna make you spit it. Then you take some summers off. Try to disappear. Nigga swear that you're falling off. But look at here, bitch, limping. Catch me at a car show. Trying to get my mouths up. London to Chicago. I be out in Switzerland. Chilling at the Montreux. Kicked out of Paris. Too many croissants, yo. Then I'm out in Cali. Your girl's up in my room. Headed down to Mexico. Nothing but a poncho. Sipping on tequila. Piña colada. She don't speak no English. She just call me grande. Yeah. Everybody put your hands in the air.
You're listening to a KDEF exclusive.
Put your hands in the air. Somebody say yeah. Put your hands in the air. Everybody say yeah. Put your hands in the air. Somebody say yeah. Everybody put your hands in the air. Pass the bag around. Put your money in here. Brick City Lord Gang. We no scare. Might leave you laying right there. Shit, niggas don't know me. Thinking I'm a rapper. Saying they don't like me. That doesn't matter. Only thing that's popping off is champagne.
On my back and wrist, stunting like a backflip. Ready for the city, bout as feisty as a Latin chick. Who say that she's in relationships with some asterisks. Not trying to hang on afterwards with no advocates. Feeling like the gang like this night, baby Gladys is. Wipe the fireman down, he swagging to the maximus. Swag with the large flow, shot is so activist. Undercover lover taking dick like a pacifist. Fucking with the game, oh, will you just like man is? Rolling up joints, thick enough to sink a battleship. Trying to find soul in the world, biggest Batman crib. Life a wild bitch and we fight cause I'm childish. Blunt for the tree man, the stars be my stylist. In the club stringing and the DJ play the violin. Johnny chilling, cool Luke, to beat the wild, wild west. The world minus the bulletproof best real nigga, what's up? Go shows, ill tones, got her on 10 toes. Let the beat nympho, Cadillac stocky, color scheme schizo. Shoe game nutso, closet on death row. Kush pack gas, clouds high as the petrol. Shawty swallowing like she gon' engulf the metro. Pinch up, twist up, lift up the endo. Loud
style pack lanky, Andre Karolinko. Ego on cloud nine, pockets on bar mitzvah. My last interlude could be a single from the jizzer. My next track hard as swimming with semen in a river. And it's funny cause I can kick a volcano in the winter, nigga. Johnny cold enough to grab a blizzard, figures. Gold accents on the caddy, call that ab living. Rust on the beat, get the hook like a bass fisher. Got these hoes stripping Montana fish bone, nigga. One more time. She like Johnny on that final lap, rocking King Midas cap. Turn Miss Blanc around and started giving spinal taps. Make it rain, I'ma need a boat for that. Swagger so raw, so my CD next to both of lack. Swagging when I try to rap, rapping when I try to swag. Reaper in the mirror, throwing after parties in my trap. Put the caddy in park, got the tree from the Jurassic. Baby girl so Gucci movie, swear she wanna be a plastic. Rolling up that juicy fruity, got that pack from Hood Rasters. Wall trying to shoot a video that looked like Reefer Madness. Sitting in Swatlanta, swear it's Anne Frank's attic. Verse going atheist, the hook going Southern Baptist. Got them new SBs, call them bitch a box of matches. Grassroots movement in my Swisher before I make it classic. Glass boots dancing over Swisher, just the scribes tracking. Mind on raw, my thoughts is going backpacking. Johnny.
Give myself goosebumps, okay. Find the truth inside me and put it on display. Many dedicated folks listen to me grow. I open my inner soul and slip it in my clothes. Some flood the blog, some flood the streets. I don't flood nothing, I'm watering the seeds. I walk away from MCs offering me cheese to author a 16 and drop it on a beat. And it's not like money ain't something that I need. There's a business side and I wanna succeed. Plus I got a wife and a couple kids to feed. But if I sell my love, then what's left for me? Sometimes I don't write a lot. I know some folks call that writer's block. I just call it my process. It comes out when it's ready to, I guess. I don't wanna let nobody down, so here's some new shit, you tell me how it sounds. I ain't tryna be difficult to know shit. It just hurts too bad to try to force it. Had a week off on a short tour break. I flew out to Seattle to go and build with Jake. He give me the breaks that the famous dude take. I'm hype, imagine and imagine we'll create. I love my family, but damn, they distract me. When I'm at home, someone's always yelling, Daddy. Need to get away badly and focus. But it's been a couple weeks since I really wrote shit. I'm struggling, up late humming. Pace around the hotel, the words ain't coming. Wrote a little something, throw it away, fuck it. Have an artist freak out moment, start bugging. Maybe it's a wash, my fire's just lost. I'm probably a fraud that got lucky before. If I let everybody down, what's it all for? Looking at Seattle from the 23rd floor. Cracked the window, it swung open wide. Nothing between me and the world outside. What if I decide to lean forward and fly? They say that's the way Donny Hathaway died. Such a beautiful night ended in suicide. Maybe trying to write was tearing them up inside. Maybe trying to write was tearing them up inside. I swear that trying to write is tearing me up inside. I bet that I regret it the second that I did it. Wishing that instant that I could continue living. I pushed the window closed, said, man, you tripping. Sat down on the bed and wrote this. Sometimes I don't write a lot. I know folks out there call that writer's block. I just call it my process. Comes out when it's ready to, I guess. I don't wanna let nobody down, so here's some new shit, you tell me how it sounds. I ain't trying to be difficult or no shit. It just hurts too bad for me to force it. Take that off now. Want anybody thinking that? Second.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Brother Ali, Writer's Block. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next Brother Ali project.
Yeah.
Now, Blaze, so we played a track a couple of times on the show. It's called Sin by a dude by the name of Buck Barnabas. And I remember when the first time we played it, Rudd, who is the head of DubCNN, he sends me an email. He says, Jay, you got to get this dude on the show.
Absolutely.
Get more about this guy. And ironically, I get an email from the guy who his name is Creative, and he emails me and asks if he can maybe get Buck Barnabas on the show or meet on DubCNN. And I said, hey, we've been playing this stuff, we like your stuff. Oh, cool. Now Buck Barnabas, if you listen to the track Sin, that track is hard, it's gritty, it's aggressive. He just happens to be an artist who is a Christian rapper.
He happens to be
an MC who happens to have a faithful side, who happens to be Christian. He just happens to be a dope MC. He doesn't shove it down
your throat.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even like that either. And what I'm saying is, because I think, you know, especially with hip hop, and I think we've had this conversation on the show off, you know, off and on, we spend so much time trying to classify and, you know, create all these little boxes. Yeah, like in it, that you missed the point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for example, Buck Barnabas, and this is, you know, me. I'm telling you, y'all know me. You know how I respond about stuff. But I'm a fan of what he does. I mean, I'm a fan of his music. I could care less really what his, you know, what his particular faith or his particular brand of faith is. Because believe it or not, 90% of the rappers that we have out, you know, have some level of faith. The fact that he intersperses that faith into his music, while his music is still dope, doesn't change the fact that he's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Dope.
That's what really should be. I mean, that's the issue. He's also not so blatant over the top that it's annoying. He's not beating you over the head like some weird Puritan pilgrim dude or nothing like that. He's not Jehovah's Witness, no offense, knocking you on the door every few minutes or whatever, anything like that. He's telling you his life from his perspective. His perspective just happens to have that faith in it. So to me, I don't see that as a Christian rapper. I just see that as, you know, I just see him as a rapper who's dope. I would much rather listen to a rapper who's dope, who's talking about faith, blah, 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 than a rapper who's whack, who's talking about faith, blah, blah, blah. And more importantly, than somebody who ain't talking about nothing who's whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dope transcends faith. It transcends type of music, style of music, genre, boxes, and all this stuff. Dope is going to be dope. It's going to be dope. That's why I'm glad that we're able to support an artist like them.
And that's one of the things going into this, because we couldn't bring him live on the show, because on when we record the show on Sundays, he has some other things that are going on. But we will get him live on the show.
We'll make it happen.
But I did ask him about that, because there's a stereotype when it comes to sometimes artists that maybe express their faith in their music, that sometimes they can be candy or just they're not talented to be able to express themselves musically, just whether they were talking about standing on the block or they're talking about standing in front of the pulpit. So I asked him about that. So what about facing some of those stereotypes of Christian rappers? So we're going to go into that, and then we're going to go after that, we're going to get into a couple of songs by Buck Barnabas, Running, another one called Street, and then we're going to do a track by The Works called No Ordinary. So you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We're about to go into this bit of the first part of the Buck Barnabas conversation.
Talk to you a little bit about you. I mean, your music, and I said, and I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, this is just the same way that sometimes hip-hop gets stereotyped. I think when you think of when you used to think of folks who would rap and they were Christians, there was a stereotype that the music was subpar. But I think you are an example of how that's not true. Talk about your love for hip hop and also, you know, your love for Christ, man.
I mean, like when you go back through the history, you know what I'm saying, of hip hop and a lot of hip hop has always had like spirituality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Always had a central core in spirituality, for the most part. I mean, the cats that influenced me anyway.
Right.
You know I mean, I know it's a lot of, you know, kind of like elementary rap now. You know what I'm saying? But music when I was coming up had substance, and I think I am a full-rounded artist of your favorite artist song that he had on his album that might have talked about the Lord or reference God or reference something that was, you know, in the streets, we like, yo, that's deep. I'm that artist that has kind of taken that and encapsulated that around my whole, you know, ministry, my whole life, my whole career. And I'm just like them, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why, you know what I mean, I'm able to talk like that is because I'm like that. I've come from the streets. Hold on, Finn. Be quiet. Yeah, I edited that out.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I'm from the streets, and you know what I mean? I've always had a background in the church, you know what I mean? But, you know, basically mom's in the prostitution, pop's in the prostitution, drugs, you know, in and out of jail. Just life of crime, and, you know, you end up, like they say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So I dove into that lifestyle, prostitution, you know what I mean? Thought I was pimping and, you know, all types of stuff, drugs and trafficking and, you know, and met God, you know what I mean? And was able to, you know, deliver the message of Christ still with like a hardcore street sting to it. You know what I mean? Because that's just what I do, you know, and I like you said in the beginning, I break the stereotype of what a Christian rapper is supposed to be like. You know, I'm not scared to say I'm a Christian rapper because you really can't put me in no type of box. But if you want to label me, throw whatever type of label you want, but it's like, you know, I am what I am.
You got a problem on your hands. Creep, what up? Yeah. You know I had to double edge it, baby.
I'm running. I keep running like I'm running a race. I'm running. But when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run. It's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Let's get it straight. I ain't running from nothing. He had a plan for my life. No fronting, had his hands on my life. Delivery man, out on my day route. Till God delivered me, and I found out about his layout. The layout was laid out, I prayed and got laid out. I played house, then I grew up and got played out. That's old news, tell my friends I turned in my old shoes. Got me singing love songs, something like I'm old school. The truth, the life, the way, hey, thought I told you. Get on the wheel and do you like clay, just let them mold you. Yeah, you couldn't run, you had to crawl. Just know when you're going through, you always got someone that you can call. If not now, then when? It's gotta be done. I left and came back broke like the prodigal son. Arms stretched out, I came running hot in my face. I had a bad dream and woke up running in place.
I'm running, I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm on the run, eating word like it's part of my diet. Soul of a finisher, heart of a lion, tribe of Judah. Yeah, if Jesus the gun, then I'll be the shooter. I got a hard drive like a computer. You can't stop me, I used to be sloppy. Jesus had to clean me up. I got the devil and his demons mad. They be teaming up like,
we gotta take them down.
I just hit them with the word, word they be breaking down. Gotta keep the faith, gotta fall on my face. Deep in the chase, sometimes it's hard keeping your base. I went through, but God was with me, I'm calling it grace. Holy Ghost, fire, umpire, calling me safe.
Safe.
I made it out without a scar or scrape. I hit the cut and start running so far, I escaped. Well, not a second or a minute or an hour to waste. It's like a movie and I'm in it, co-star in my faith. I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Yeah, good looking
Cree.
I told you I'm running, man. I'm running for Christ.
Christ.
Mars music.
Mars music.
Music aimed at reconciliation and salvation.
offered them up, that's what's up.
See ya. Future looking bright with my shades at. Nights I was slaying crack, but Christ rearranged that. Yeah, everything was out of order for me. New York, Carolina, Atlanta, Florida money. Half a brick, whole brick, quarter money. Crazy all the things I did for the money. I ain't never weighed a kilo on a triple beam. But for them bricks, they be singing like they CeeLo Green. Somebody should have told them that it come with that. An ATF will come and see you where you pumping that. Yeah. And that thing got a number on it. Where dudes learn to stash bangers in their undergarments. It's either that or you doped up in an institute. Straight to the bed, cause you like the way a pistol shoot. I did too, I was just like you. Probably would have been dead if Christ didn't come through.
Some of y'all deep, y'all say I'm trying to sound street. It's like cause I'm Christian, I gotta sound sweet. I'm too hard, I should soften it up. Christ lived and they offered him up. That's what some of y'all deep. Y'all say I'm trying to sound street. It's like cause I'm Christian, I gotta sound sweet. I'm too hard, I should soften it up. Christ lived and they offered him up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Christ lived and they offered him up.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. And we are in the middle of kind of a recap of the conversation I had actually yesterday with Buck Barnabas. And the track, if you listen to the track, Running, that track is hard. I don't care what.
Absolutely.
And it's not just the track is hard, because we've heard
everything
about
it. You
and I have heard some tracks that are hard, but the person spitting on it, you're saying, man, at least the track is hard. Nah, this dude is talented.
Yeah, no, and the worst part of it is the dude is spitting, and if you're not really paying attention to the lyrics, which is what most of these fools nowadays do, is, you know, they're just hearing the beat. The beat is phenomenal, but more importantly, when you listen to what he's saying, I mean, his flow is crazy, you know what I'm saying? He has style, but forget the style points and all that. When you really listen to what the dude is saying, it gives it a whole different level of vibe to it. And that's why, I mean, I was so impressed when we were getting ready for the show. I was listening to it with my wife, and I was telling her, I was like, do you hear what this dude's talking about? You hear how he sounds? Like, this is what, you know, this is one of those things where it makes me glad, you know, to have a show that we're able to support an artist like that. Where, I'm going to say it, like I always say it, I love Rick Ross, but honestly, Rick Ross ain't talking about nothing on the record, you know? Right. So it's a good change of pace to be able to hear something where there's some substance to it, where the artist isn't necessarily beating you over the head with it, but at the same time, it's coming off, you know, really, it's coming off incredible. So I'm, like I said, anybody who's listening, anybody who will hear me, believe it. To me, Buck Barnabas pretty much, you know, exhibits everything that a microphone master is supposed to do. So, yeah.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into the second part of the conversation with Buck Barnabas. I asked him about, especially given the fact, if you listen to his tracks, they have more of a gritty feel to them. And he even mentioned during the course of our conversation just that kind of he's been through a lot of, not glorifying it, but I've been through like these, with a lot of these tougher parts in life. My parents, they have, their background is one that they did some of these shadier things in that people sometimes never come back from or turn their lives over to Christ. But right. He said, I can really talk about that, and I'm able to relate to these folks to help them understand that I changed. You know, maybe you can change too. Maybe right. If it's just putting a cigarette down, maybe that's changed for you. But I asked him, do you get any backlash from the Christian community, from some of those folks who are not as forward-thinking, who are not as open-minded, who are not just realizing that, yes, people from all different backgrounds can change their lives and become a better person. And so we get into this in this part of the conversation, and then we're going to go into another track by Buck Barnabas called Invitation. So you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes,
radio show with J-Love with Buck Barnabas. So you mentioned kind of having like a almost like a hardcore in a way in terms of the when you listen to the beats, for example, like on a track like I'm Running, things like that. It's the tone of it is a harder, you know, boom bap type feel. So do you get backlash, say from the Christian community, from those folks who are more straight-laced, but they're not, maybe they're not as forward thinking, or they're not embracing of how people come from different backgrounds and then want to convert others or share the message with others, but still using that vehicle to share the message with. Do you get backlash from other Christians?
I mean, of course. You know what I mean? And it's crazy that I don't know your background. I'm not sure what you believe in, but
I'm Christian, I believe.
Huh?
I said I'm Christian.
Okay, no doubt. I mean, obviously, you being a Christian, you'll be able to tell that. You know what I mean? But I think anybody that's not a Christian will be able to tell that I do get backlash. You know, in the church, it's a little different because a lot of things is... I mean, I don't want to say it's too different, but for me, it's a little different because in the streets, if I had a problem with somebody, it would get handled. If they had a problem with me, more than likely, they might try to snake me for a while, but eventually, they're going to let me. If something's going to come out, well, they got a problem with me. And in the church, you know, it's a little different because they kind of do it behind closed doors, and it's a lot of politics and in different arenas that I don't really complain about because I have identity in who I am and what I'm here to do. You know what I mean? I can make a song with scriptures in it, and I can have a song with no scriptures in it, with no reference to Jesus Christ saying the name, but, you know, lyrically painting a picture of who he is and what he's done for me. I mean, life is about, as a Christian, is more than just scriptures, you know what I'm saying? It's scriptures coming to life, being a father, being a husband, being a man. I mean, it's more to it. So in your music, a lot of Christians feel like sometimes that they're not, they don't have the liberty to talk about that stuff. Right. And I think that because I know who I am, I kind of do that. You know what I mean? I talk about, it's crazy because I talk about guns and drugs and sex and murder and things of that nature, but with a twist, letting people know that you can have these same influences, you know what I'm saying? But you can come out from among that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can actually be a light. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a lot of dudes, man, that's in the streets that have a desire to really know who God is, to really know who the higher power is, you know what I mean? To be politically correct. They all want to know where all this started, where all this come from. And right. I think it's hard to relate when you see a suit and a tie sometimes, or you see people speaking a certain language that they don't understand. I mean, I understand the street language because I'm from the streets. Right. You know what I mean? I understand the drug language because I don't sold drugs. You know what I mean? I understand the robbing language and just all of that. If anything has to do with violence, I understand it because I've been there, done that. So, you know, there's no faking the fun. It's real life. You know what I mean? It's real talk. And that's what's in my music, man. Real talk.
This is for the street corner, street soldiers, hat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus, come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation.
Come in the streets, tracks and flyers, rats and liars, lurking late night. I come from where the gats required. Fast forward, call it ratchet, Thule. Gonna need more than that to move me. Street soldiers, active duty, stunning like an action movie. Truck dealers back and forth, straight gorillas, no remorse. Concrete jungle on my humble, trying to stay the course. Driven by a greater force, hunting, trying to save the lost. Something for a better cause, sold out, he paid the cost. Use me, I'm available, the gospel made available. I ain't never scared, I'm everywhere, I'm where they scared to go. The gutter where the roaches at, the streets and the cul-de-sacs. You can call it holy crap, we gon' bring holy back. Yeah,
on the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus, come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation. This is on the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus, come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation.
Too street, they think I turn my back on the church. Cause when I speak to the streets, I got my back to the church. I don't get it, I'm just trying to bring them back in the church. Radio station infiltration, I ain't rapping a verse. Fivefold, yeah, young and bold, a lyrical evangelist. My gifts make room, I hit more angles than a camera gift. I'm in the lens, freeze frame, quick focus in. Jesus came, forgave me for my sins, I almost choked on sin. Saved by grace, life and death in the tongue. My bones dried up, Christ breathed life in these lungs. Yeah, the gospel for the street soldiers, corners where they deal crack. Don't try to put me in a box, I'm working, call it real rap.
Jesus on the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus, come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation. Jesus on the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus, come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in, no limitation.
Yeah.
Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation.
breath on this. A carpenter from Nazareth caught me using adjectives. Wordsmith, catalyst, grace sufficient, adequate. I left and came back to bliss. Christ subtracted me, I took the word of God and added it. Take this as an invitation, I'ma make a demonstration. Vindication, blood bought, no court fees, no litigation. In the making, I dominate, yeah, that's my occupation. Limitations don't exist, operation, infiltration, motivation. Target the streets, save a generation. Money making, got you blind, see these cells generating. Destination, heaven, kingdom, living, Christ administration. Stop debating, no compromise, I'm trying to reach the nation. High concentration, come to Christ, there is no condemnation. Obligations up with me, me and my Lord be dinner dating. Yeah, we got relationship, the gospel made for everybody. Anybody can get it, way of thinking, I tell everybody. See us from the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep your focus, kingdom culture infiltration. Going in, no limitation, bringing gospel to the nation. Take this as an invitation. This is from the street corner, street soldiers, cat killers, deep holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep your focus, kingdom culture infiltration. Going in, no limitation, bringing gospel to the nation. Take this as an invitation.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So I want to ask you, Blaze, because you are very active in your church, and I'm starting to become more active and do things. But I wonder if especially when you have youth that are getting involved in church and they come from maybe a love of hip-hop or whatever that might be, and they're trying to incorporate their love for beats or whatever that might be, and try to profess their faith through that music form, or just in whatever way or shape or form. Have you ever seen somebody encounter backlash from the older Christians, the older members of the church, because they don't understand or whatever? Have you ever seen that happen or experienced that yourself as an artist yourself?
I think for me it's a little different, because I mean, you and I both know the type of music that I do. I don't want to say I straddle the fence, but I do a little bit of everything. So for me, my music, I'm a little more selective about what people get to hear or what particular direction I go with the music. But I've been in situations, and we've experienced situations where you see that the older, more experienced worshipers have, they tend to want to stick closely to the traditions that they have because they're not as comfortable with the music, or they're not as comfortable with the changing of the times. I can think of situations where those particular artists or musicians or ministers in some cases have been looked upon differently because of their usage of hip hop or usage of rap in general. And I don't want to say that it's stupid or bad or anything as judgmental as that, but I will say that there's a point in time where we do, as doers of the word, we do have to change our perspective. And that tradition is tradition, and it should guide your direction, but by no means should it take precedence over what can be used to win over people. So I think, it does transcend from just being judgment or just being, an opinion, when that starts to take precedence over, really reaching out to people. And I think it's a new day. You're not going to be able to reach, some of these younger kids, 12, 13, 15, et cetera, with some of them old Negro spirituals and hymns. They're gonna be looking like, but when you got somebody that's kind of closer to them in age, and they're spitting about something that they went through, and the changes that God makes, and it doesn't always have to be a sermon. Sometimes it can just be the aura that you put off for speaking about your faith, speaking about what you've been through and where you've come to, and what helped you through it. So I guess that's also why I applaud Buck Barnabas so much, because he's able to stay true to the material that he likes and the music that is within him, while still maintaining his connection to his faith and what he believes in.
And I want to get into this last part of the conversation that I'm going to bring to you, and I want to ask you about how you have maybe inspired some people through your music, or just through the things that you do and your involvement, with your church and all those things. Right? So, radio show with Buck Barnabas. Now, I want to relay this. I mean, you can take this wherever you want to take it. Is that
when people create music and they hear from somebody who was touched by their music saying, you got me through a rough patch, or your music inspired me to do whatever. Talk about, have you ever had those people that come to you and say, you know, maybe you led me to maybe to a relationship with God, or maybe you helped me to get through a rough time, or helped me realize that I'm capable of great things. Have you ever had those types of messages relayed to you from people who listen to your music?
Oh man, I think that's what I do. That's what God used me to do a lot in my music, is inspire and encourage, you know what I mean, people to, you know, to be the best people that they can be. You know what I mean? I've had people come to me, and you don't always see it, because a lot of things are spiritual. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it'd be certain songs that, like, I'm running, where you think it's like hardcore street stuff, and then you because it's poetry over a beat, and there's lyrical illustrations all through the song, reverting back to the word or God or the Lord or whatever, you have people that you might not think will understand the language in that song from the church or not necessarily being in the streets, and they, you know, they'd be really affected by that song. And it's that song. It's, you know, it's songs where talent meets the sound quality, meets the message, where it gets to be like, yo, this is serious, and all my music has messages in it. You know what I mean? I'm not never trying to get on a track and display my lyrical ability without bringing a message. The lyrical ability part is natural. That comes natural. You know what I'm saying? So it's times people, you know, I've had stories, people say, yo, man, I flushed down like 2 ounces down the toilet. You know what I mean? I've had stories where people told me, yo, man, I heard the music, man, and I put a cigarette out because I just got convicted. You know what I mean? And that's what the spirit in the music does, and I'm not that type of person. You know what I mean? You could be around me with a cigarette. I'm not going to be like, yo, fam, cigarettes kill you, son. You know what I'm saying? You can have weed. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? You can smoke. You can be smoking. I'm just going to say, yo, fam, you got, you know, give me 10 feet. They don't want it to be in my face, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I'm just not that type of person where you be judgmental, because I found out that in the streets and in the world, and not doing what I'm doing now, is hatred, jealousy, murder, greed, envy, and love conquers all that. And sometimes it can be tough love, you know what I mean? Like, where you just got to talk straight talk. But as long as it's coming from a place of love, man, I think that's what people need from all different, you know, backgrounds, religions, cultures. They need love, man. So, I mean, I think that's why my music is so powerful, because it's never a message in a song where, like, I could be talking about hell, but you won't feel like I'm saying you're going to hell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that message where, yo, if the shoe fits, you wear it, but I'm not force-feeding you. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving it to you.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So I wanted to bring that right back, and we're going to send y'all out with a four shot before we end this episode. But I wanted to ask Blaze real quick. Now, you had mentioned that it's kind of difficult to quantify when you're really being that, making a difference or maybe inspiring people to do different things. So when you're talking to the youth, when you're involved in your maybe youth ministries or whatever, how can you tell when you've been able to reach out and affect that young person's life?
I think any I think many right.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point there, especially when you think of sometimes I'll be out and about and you see somebody, or when I'm at work and I say something to somebody, and you just might make them smile, but they don't necessarily come back to you and make my day.
That's not right.
Say it.
Right.
Hopefully, just that bit of kindness of it kind of goes a long way. So we're going to end the episode like this. We appreciate Buck Barnabas for being a part of Mike Masters. We're going to get you on the show, man. So we're going to end it like this with the four shot. So enjoy it, the quad shot. So Buck Barnabas is called My Hood. Pac Div, here we go. Scandalous Solo and Sean Bourne called Bullish. So that's how we do it. So on behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. And we are Microphone Masters Radio Show. We'll see y'all next time. You can...
State look good, but it's rented. Police be policing. Trips to the precinct. OT on the weekend. Get caught left sleeping. My hood need the prayers of the righteous. They lost. Stop right in the mall. Lead them right to the cross. I'm honing in. Focus on the ones they overlook. The judges give them football numbers and throw the book. Somebody please pray for my hood. I need an amen. It's more than entertainment. The enemy that came in. I left, came back. Call it Operation Sabotage. Came to get the people something real. Not the camouflage. Get involved. Bow your head. My hood need prayer too. Won't nothing change if we don't get a prayer through in my hood.
So much pain, it seems like God did it on purpose. No rehearsing. This is life on the daily. How there's so many churches, but there's no one praying to save me. It's getting worse. The devil's feeding the curses. Got the reverse. There's some real people getting hurt in my hood. Seems like no one's on their knees. So I'ma stay praying, cause my hood is in need in my hood. Keep praying for my hood. Your hood is my hood. It's a
Guess I gotta pray for my hood. I have to say today wasn't good. Flipping channels, seen an old face from my hood. He was straight from my hood. Caught a case in my hood. Bandanas, yeah, the connect speak Spanish. In my hood, ain't nothing changed but more cameras. Police scanners, cops come, young G's vanish. Loose cannons, drug infested, cause damage. I'm trying to reel them in, it's good bait for my hood. I keep praying face down, prostrate for my hood. Somebody gotta do it, I'ma stand in the gap. We need change to go in prayers, the plan of attack in my hood.
This is all my love, this is all my hope, this is all my pain, this is all my growth. These are all my highs, these are all my lows. This is all my heart, cause this is all I know. So here we go, 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 go. Here we go, 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 go.
I will never forget, I was 6 years old. Pop said, stand up, you're a man, be bold. The world wants your soul, it's just that cold. Stay close to God, and you gon' reach your goals. This is what I was told, so I took it and ran. Headed out on the road, it was part of the plan. Started out as a child, grew up to a man. Saw the journey was rough, now I understand. The reason I can't keep steady relationships. The reason I can't sleep, I stay awake for this. Up late for this, I got faith in this. Should I pray for this? I was made for this. This is all my love, this is all my hope. This is all my pain, this is all my growth. These are all my highs, these are all my lows. This is all my heart, cause this is all I know. So here we go. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Here we go. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go.
All you do is imagine. You can reach the sky. When your money gets low, still your dreams stack high. A lot of folks gon' hate, don't know reasons why. But that motivation is what keeps dreams alive. I was 10 years old, started writing my rhymes. Whole world in front of me, staring right in my eyes. Years passed, minimum wage, trying to survive. You ever feel so much stress, it's like your life on the line. These are trifling times, full of the lifeless and blind. These industries trying to steal your soul right when you sign. Your enemies trying to throw you shade right when you shine. Eventually, I'ma take what is rightfully mine.
This is all my love, this is all my hope. This is all my pain, this is all my growth. These are all my highs, these are all my lows. This is all my heart, cause this is all I know. So here we go. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Here we go. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go.
No work in the morning, Xbox got me up late. Just heard that they sent the homie upstate. Caught another tough break. We used to have class together. Behind bars, now we can't blaze a sack together. Flashback, remember hoops out of hangers. Georgetown blue for the bangers. Feel like the world ain't understanding me. Trying to hold on to my sanity. Every first and 15th, had to make a man of me. Had to paint the path for me. No baby mom nagging me. Ain't a such thing as you ain't got it when you have a seed. Trying to pass some peas. We trying to stay strong. It's real life, ain't no you.
This is all my love, this is all my hope, this is all my pain, this is all my growth. These are all my highs, these are all my lows. This is all my heart, cause this is all I know. So here we go. Go, 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 go. Here we go. Go, 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 go.
Pot.
They'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-5. Copped on these suckers, time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed helped me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash upon the curb, cause my bitch is blowing. days full of gangbangers and drive-bys. Why do we die at an early age? She was so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a corpse, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Will I let her be 23?
Yeah, nigga, I'm the one, the two, and the three. His darkest hell inside that sent me sending bullets free. Shooters everywhere, nigga, tell me how you want it. Gun on the referee, count on my opponent. No, no, I mean, show me my opponent. Now hold just my microphone, that mean I spit on it. Spit straight Satan, nigga, I'm the reaper. My chest all froze with my flow straight fever. Sorry to the fans, but I kill it with no feature. My flow too specific, mean I drown every feature. Jigga with that money, but I still spit ether. Money, cash, hoes, man, I'm just a Baptist preacher. Hit a glass wall, but I still see through it. It's 3 in the morning, bitch, let's get to it. She say she don't swallow, bitch, why you acting? The Benz all black like the lips on Tom Jackson. Bitch is over bitches, so that mean that hoe ratting. She opened up her mouth and my dick just colliding. Chain low, got that black hoe stuffing Anglo. O's on that hoe, make her push her like the rainbow. Ain't no competition when the money is the vision. Second round knockout, but lose the decision. The beat, Google map, but my words is the street view. What up the shine pole, nigga, scan is the review. Never number two, I'm numero uno. Yeah, poppy in the living room, watching Telemundo. Dope man, I did it for the block. Long range shooter, Larry Bird with that Glock. Now I'm close up, I'm Dominique, so I'm dunking. I fuck her in the ass, I come when she start grunting. My niggas sell crack just to rock them in chains. Yeah, hosey and pussy trying to pick a nigga's brain. Call my Uzi Remy, cause it's always spilling. Change my words to anonyms, my cane got them limping. Nigga, I'm too sick to deliver it. Trying to change a nigga, but scan is derivative. Welcome to my world, and I never been a liar. I take the rapper's shoes, I'm David Stern to them Iverson's. Yeah, baby, get it high living. Number bread and cheese, but niggas still shitting. With that cold heart, this my reparations. Tell DJ Drum I need a fucking dedication. Yeah, nigga, a fucking dedication. Yeah, yeah. Hunter investigation. Hunter investigation.
Cousin Nick in Europe trying to be a doctor while I'm stuck here doing dumb shit. Riding around with the gauge in my lap. Quarter key and a quarter P of the sour D. And that super sour haze in the back. I ain't got the patience for rap. I ain't got the patience for rap niggas. I don't really want slap niggas. I don't really want clap niggas. I don't really want call them trap niggas to bring the plastic to rap niggas. Fat niggas ain't trying to be hungry again, so fuck me, we coming after you, kinfolk. Been broke, bitch. Pin stroke rich. 4/5, make the floor flip. Make a nigga core drip. I ain't for that core shit. I got problems, nigga. I don't need your shit. There's always more shit. Niggas is fucking with your money or them whores on that horse shit.
Willie clap around, niggas hit me a four clip. Play the background while I'm smoking on good shit. I've been all around, niggas always on bullshit. Niggas talking big, but they always on bullshit. Willie clap around, niggas hit me a four clip. Play the background.
Another night under the light post, feeling secure cause the light broke. So I ain't worried about sirens blaring from the white folks. Sniffing at my trail when it's obvious I'm here and I got product for sale. You can't copy yourself. That is unless you wanna talk to Oc for yourself. Cause the block filled with heads that want me locked in a cell. A shot stumbling up the block, shot looking bell. Like my heart about to fell from hot ones in my shell.
Oh well, it comes with the territory. We hustle hard to see the opposite of purgatory. Make news stories out of bitch-made niggas who swear they shooters, but they really switchblade clickers. Graffiti artists get paid well to paint pictures. The preacher man, no mind quoting the same scriptures. My advice to you was rally up your troops to gather in large groups. The mood of each day differs.
Niggas talking niggas. Big, but they always on bullshit. When you clap around, niggas hit me in full clip. Play the background while I'm smoking on good shit. I've been all around, niggas always on bullshit. Niggas talking big, but they always on bullshit. When you clap around, niggas hit me in full clip. Play the background while I'm smoking on good shit.
People there is, the lonelier it gets. I have this dream.